feeling books, someone who wrote a beginning, middle, and end story is Young Avengers. It didn't get canceled. Yeah. It ended.
Yeah.
He said his story was done. That's what he set out to do.
Yeah. Larry, did you read the Star Wars news?
I did not read the Star Wars news, but I have heard that they've signed all the original cast back.
Yeah. Oh, did we start?
And no, I just started episode 33, Geeks of the Square Table.
Awesome.
I didn't want to interrupt your good conversation.
It was a good conversation. It was good.
You know, there's no episode 32.
Three to the two? Know, three dudes.
Son of Maddie, live from Comic City 2.
Yeah.
Madison, Tennessee.
I like how I've gotten to the point where we just need the greatest hits version.
It's just the greatest hits, just the bullet points of the intro. Yes.
All right, I'm Lawrence Whatever, America, son of Maddie, and today with me is...
Steve.
Adam.
Lilu Dallas Multipass.
Taylor.
David.
Jules.
So
they popped in there, man.
Where's like the walk on?
Glad you brought a Nicktoon. What are you doing, dude?
That the thing for, like,
the yeah, dude. Yeah, the helmet.
Yeah.
Love that movie. Love that movie. What are we gonna talk about? Let's talk about Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm also seeing Lee. I thought that
was really the fifth element.
Lee Dallas, yeah, the character's name.
Yeah, isn't that? Oh, yeah.
That's her. She poses as Lilu Dallas.
Yeah.
Multipass.
Yeah, when she's gone through that's the airport.
I'm not as hot as you. Not even close.
Oh. Man, I haven't watched that movie in years.
I watch it like
once
a month sometimes.
And if I ever see you
sometimes
in that outfit, I'm just going to...
That's my free comic book day outfit.
Oh, no.
Are you going to die?
Yeah, right.
Want people to show up for free comic book day.
Yeah, man. No way. It's nothing better than sex. All right,
so I definitely have seen leaked pictures of a set in Abu Dhabi.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
I was more interested in the cast that was announced.
I predict there will be something in Tatooine, which is
that's
far
already
of a stretch.
Yeah.
And of course, we have the original cast and new casting.
The two names that stood out to me, besides the old cast members, which we knew were going to be there, were Andy Serkis.
Yep.
He played Gollum. He also played the ape from Planet of the Apes.
He's, I guess he's a, I'm assuming he's an alien. Of
some Jar Jar. Jar Jar's Revenge. That's
he's
a Wookiee. Let's all hope and pray he's a Wookiee.
Or an Ewok.
Joke about Ewok
would be cool.
Chewbacca is back for this.
Chewbacca is back.
In there, he's going to probably be a motion capture.
Oh, of course. That's his bag. Bag,
so
baby.
I'm dying for a Wookiee. That isn't motion capture?
I don't think so.
He has. There was a movie with...
okay, whatever obscure thing you're about to say, no one cares.
Right.
Anyway.
I thought he played in the...
And the other name...
Was he in 13 going on 30? Anyone else seen that movie but me? Jennifer Garner?
He wasn't
No.
Darth Maul was Toad.
Yeah, the guy who played Darth Maul and Snake Eyes. With the lips, the bad Snake Eyes.
Okay, we got a lot of overtalk here.
The other name that stood out to me from the list was Max von Sydow.
Yeah,
anybody who doesn't know who he is, he was the old priest in The Exorcist, and he also played the head judge in Judge Dredd, the original one.
That movie sucked.
It wasn't bad, but he was great in it.
The remake is so much better.
I think so.
And he was
Carl Urban.
Yep, he was in Needful Things. Yeah, he was Mr.
Carl Urban remake.
Whatever, Needful Things.
It was
very
good, actually. I was surprised with that. We're getting off topic
something.
Now.
Huh?
Leland something.
Oh, yeah, Leland Gaunt.
Oh, and the guy from Girls, Adam Driver is his name or something?
He's bad guy. He's a Sith Lord or something.
The dude from Inside Llewyn Davis, he also played Sucker Punch. He was kind of like the guy in charge of the cat house. Yeah.
Man, that was an interesting movie.
Sucker Punch?
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I liked it too, but I think you had to watch it twice to catch it all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was definitely
multi-show flip.
Yeah. There was a layer there that... I'm not saying there were layers to the movie, but there was definitely
a single
layer.
It was written in such a way that it was deliberately confusing, which is usually a bad thing. I usually dislike movies who deliberately try to confuse the audience.
Yeah.
But the payoff was good.
I agree.
I forgive them for that.
Yeah.
So you got to be about halfway before you figure out what's going on. So...
And everybody else seems back. J.J. Abrams was in the picture.
Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah.
What's his name? The writer from Empire. They had him in the picture.
They did. I don't recall his name.
Lawrence or something.
Lawrence something.
But it's going to, in my opinion, it can't be any worse than the prequel trilogy.
No, it can't be. It
can't be worse.
Max von Sydow.
Famous last words.
He's always been one of my favorite actors, man.
Easy. I just look at it this way. I know Gomer disagrees with me. I enjoyed Abrams' Star Trek films. What he did, though, is he turned Star Trek essentially into Star Wars.
I
and if you can do that for Star Wars,
if that's the
Star Trek,
you're using of him just completely ignoring the source material.
Yeah, and so if
he
makes Star Wars,
that's not an auspicious sign.
No, I'm just saying, if he turns Star Wars into Star Trek, I don't think I'm going to be upset.
I will.
If he does the 360.
That'll be the worst.
It will be the worst.
Well, here's the thing.
That would be terrible.
He took the original,
excuse me, political intrigue in Star Wars.
And made it into a popcorn movie. It was a good, enjoyable popcorn movie.
But it was not Star Trek.
It's not Star Trek.
Yeah. It's not Star Trek.
And that's what we want out of Star Wars.
I don't.
And if he gives us something else, we're all just going to be pissed.
If I'm probably one of the few people at this table who've spent the last 15 years reading Expanded Universe books.
For Star Wars.
And it turns into its great cerebral political intrigue.
So he's not using the Expanded Universe.
No one's using the Expanded Universe. It's gone forever.
The old Expanded Universe is gone forever.
Yes.
But the new
they are making a new one
that's tied into Rebels.
They have
the
some novels coming
the
out.
New
yes. And I get that, but I'm saying for somebody who spent
Mickey
years
Mouse is a Jedi.
Oh yeah,
Donald Duck's a Sith.
Hey man, I'm just saying, don't start with that because they said that about Mickey Mouse was going to join the Avengers when Marvel got sold.
I'd be cool with that.
I would have been cool with that too. But none of that's happened. So for everyone talking about
Disney
owning...
Disney is not the problem here.
No.
Disney is good.
J.J. Abrams is the problem.
Disney gets a hold of these other
entities. What's the Vegas odds on there being a reboot?
Of what?
This being a reboot.
No, they've openly said it's not a reboot.
It's obviously
time
not
travel being involved.
Well,
Star Wars.
Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, and Carrie Fisher are there, and they're old.
They've established Episode 7 is a sequel. There's by no means a reboot about. They wouldn't have called it Episode 7 and gotten the original cast.
Well, technically, J.J. Abrams' Star Trek is a sequel because you still have the old Spock there.
It's the 12th movie, as far as I'm concerned.
Where
was because they still have old
Star Wars
time travel. They won't do that.
Never.
Whatever.
Disney's good about
their properties. When they get a hold of them, they usually don't fuck with whatever they were doing before they
because
bought
because they want money. The reason they bought those properties is because they were making money.
They bought Marvel because their historically weakest demographic was young adult adolescent males.
And they knew that Marvel was not only making money from their own series of films, but also getting every single ducat that Sony and Fox owes them for using their licenses.
And now let's not discount the actual comics themselves.
Agreed.
Right.
And the characters, thousands of characters they immediately had at their disposal
this week,
just from buying Marvel.
At C2E2, Marvel announced that all 4 Netflix shows would be within the Marvel movie universe.
That's my theory.
That's my
Defenders theory, man.
Well, yeah, but they've officially said...
The Caterpillar.
It is canon with every movie that's going
out. Fury's Caterpillar team is going to be the Defenders from the Netflix. Yeah. That's my theory, man.
But they are all going to take place within that same universe.
It's
Events that happen in the movies will affect the
Netflix
S.H.I.E.L.D. show.
Stuff is going to be there. Yeah, everything's going to be there.
Everything's going to be one...
It's going to be good.
They're on fire.
Joe Quesada, he did Batman on Batman.
Yeah.
And talk smack on The Dark Knight, too.
I will say, though, that J.J. Abrams' particular talents as a filmmaker probably lend themselves to Star Wars much better than Star Trek.
I agree.
But
that's why I think it can't...
The most recent thing I have in my memory of him is him fucking up Star Trek for me.
It messed it up for me, too, man.
The most recent memory I have of Star Wars is them making bad movies.
Of them messing it up for me.
Between those two things, I can't really feel very excited about this movie.
I can because
me too. Me
he
too.
Made a Star Wars popcorn movie with Star Trek
wrong.
Characters.
I hope it's
Max von Sydow being added to the cast is the most exciting aspect of all of the new Star Wars things, and that's sad.
Here's the thing. You didn't like...
This still got, like...
Years.
Well, yeah, it's too early to be nitpicking the cast.
So.
A year and a half. December next year.
I hope it's great, but I'm not particularly excited. If more developments come out, hopefully they'll come.
Yeah, we can only judge right now. We can only judge right now based on what we know, and that's what we're doing.
I'm betting there's a 50-50 chance that one of the original cast members dies before this movie hits the
I wouldn't be surprised if it was all three of them.
In the expanded universe,
they've also got Peter Bogdan in there. And,
slow down.
What?
In the expanded universe, all Chewbacca dies.
Yeah.
God. All three of the original.
It's
Han,
very possible.
Leia, and Luke.
I will. If we're going to do that,
if
I will
one
go
of them
ahead.
Doesn't die, it's going to be a bad movie.
I
think you have to have a sacrifice by one of those old characters for the new
characters.
Because
I'm talking about the actors. In real
life. Oh my goodness, Larry. No, I don't think Mark Hamill or Carrie Fisher is going to pass away production.
How old do you think these people
yeah,
are?
Yeah, they're not like that old, dude.
They're like 50.
Medical problems that Carrie Fisher has had in her life?
It's all, mostly drugs, but she's been off drugs for quite some time. Oh, you're saying she can afford drugs now, so she's liable to have an overdose. Well,
all right, but you got Max Vaughn, who's... up there. 70? You got Peter Mayhew, you got Anthony Daniels, you got Kenny Barker.
Hey man, all right. If Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart are still okay, I'm okay with the whole cast.
But look, all calm down. Like,
yeah, hey, okay, calm down.
In
calm down.
Shape than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger's still doing movies.
I don't think that's worth discussion.
I'm not giving that topic any.
Let's go. Indiana Young actors could get hit by a bus. What else is the point of speculating on this?
Or the same drug overdose that Carrie Fisher may have.
Yeah. Go around the table. Who's excited and who is cautiously optimistic?
Oh, I'm cautiously optimistic.
I go for a cautiously optimistic.
I am reserving judgment until I see the finished product.
I'm ambivalent entirely.
I'm excited. I'm
it's
super
a Star
excited.
Wars movie. I mean, it's hard to not be.
Hey, I neither
I'm
dread
a Star
nor
Star Trek fan more than a Star Wars fan. So I don't care either way if it fails or not. I'll be happy. I'll go see it.
Of course.
And if it's good, great. Yeah. If it's bad,
I'm cautiously optimistic because it's a Star Wars movie. It's what I remember early childhood stuff. But then I also remember that stuff from the 90s that they did. Those three movies. And they were crap.
Like Lucas Taylor said, was the driving force behind that.
Because if you think about,
he was the driving force behind the initial one that everyone fell in love with too. So
yeah, but
and Chris Claremont.
In all fairness, don't start with the Chris Claremont.
Well, I will always say that. Always
my least
that.
Favorite Star Wars film, the original trilogy, is the first one. It's boring. It lags.
Oh, no. Yeah, it lags.
New Hope lags, and that's the one Lucas did.
Yeah.
The two ones that I love the most.
Of course.
Had nothing to do with Lucas.
Well, supposedly he called the set for Empire Strikes Back. It's like, what are you doing with my movie?
Yeah.
Most people consider that to be the best one.
In my opinion, that is the best one.
Well, here's the thing. I'm the oldest one here, so I saw them originally in the theaters when they first came out.
Right.
So, I'm the one that seen
I saw
through
Jedi in theaters.
And all that. So it's hard to see
I'm not that old.
What could happen with J.J.
Like
Abrams taking over.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, could he do worse than the last three?
No.
It's hard.
Oh, that'll be hard to do. Hard
but I'm not saying
he'd
can.
You'd have to be trying to do
that. Yeah, you'd have legitimately.
When more lens flares.
That's why I am cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
With
you know,
the cast
right
see that, now.
Yeah. You're putting too many, like, lens flare.
It's going to be nothing but lens flare.
It'll be lightsaber flare.
Oh, God, lightsaber flare.
Lightsaber flares.
Tone it down, man. Tone it down.
Every time they jump the light speed, it's going to just, like, blind the audience.
Oh, no. That's awesome.
In 3D, no way,
guys. Don't you know that's a new Sith power?
Lens flare.
Oh, God. Force lightning is going to be the word.
Force light flare.
I never realized.
Force light flare.
Star Wars lends itself to lens flare much more than Star Trek. It's probably going to be, like, up to 11 on this one.
That's what I'm saying, guys. All I'm saying is, for those who didn't enjoy the Star Trek films because they were popcorn movies, J.J. Abrams does a good job with popcorn sci-fi.
Agreed.
That's his shtick.
Agreed.
That is what Star Wars is. He makes more sense to be the Star Wars director than the Star Trek director.
By a long shot.
Long shot.
I'm hoping the script
those
is good.
Two Star
I think it's
Trek
all
going
to be on the script, man.
Yeah.
It's got to be a good script.
And I'm hoping that they do get input from Lucas.
I don't. I hope not.
I don't.
I hope they get input from Akira Kurosawa's
family. That would be like Jonathan Hickman calling Chris Claremont.
That's who
that would be like Jonathan Hickman calling Chris Claremont saying, hey,
would you
I need
stop
some help.
Hating on Chris Claremont?
I'm making the comparison between...
And he's had a much better career than George
Lucas.
Well,
let's get away from Claremont. I guess it'd be like Jason Aaron calling Walt Simonson for...
Hey, at least Walt Simonson's still working.
They're both...
Though. Actually,
they're both
still
awesome,
working.
But they're different
Simonson.
Writers. They should do different things.
Yes. But that way... The reason
Walt
why
Simonson's
you go
more
for
an artist.
The input is so you can see if you're heading in a good direction or maybe.
But what direction? But what direction? Because now that expanded universe is done, who cares?
Yeah. Lucas has proved, though, that his direction isn't good anymore.
He has.
Because he had complete control of the prequel
trilogy,
and there was terrible.
Well, no,
and the expanded universe was so good, Disney threw it in the trash.
What not to do.
Hey, expand the universe.
I think you could figure that out. Just
hey, Lucas, what do you want to do? Okay, I'm going to
do
the
opposite. That would be a great phone call.
It might work better.
Mr. Lucas, J.J. Abrams, I need your input on this, so I'll do the exact opposite.
Should we bring in the Bears?
Yeah, the Ewoks. Ewoks or no Ewoks?
No, just the Bears, not the Ewoks. You know?
What else do we want to talk about? Let's talk about comics. C2E2 happened, and there's a lot of stuff going on.
A new book supposedly announced, or a new book announced called Axis.
And it's an Avengers.
Is it a book or is it an ongoing? Or is it
it's
like
a series. It's a series.
C2E2, isn't that Consumer Electronics Entertainment Expo?
No, it's the Chicago.
Chicago Comic Book Entertainment Expo.
Yeah. Okay. Classic.
But
C2E2.
That looks good. Wolverine dying is
Wolverine
the real news that came
taking
out.
Taking over
for
Long overdue.
Long overdue. Wolverine passing away, they're going to kill off Wolverine within the Marvel books.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Even if they do it, it's going to be like a year. At
who
the
cares?
Most.
Who cares?
It's a year without having to read Wolverine.
Yes. That's
fine, but are they treating this as though, yeah, guys, we're really killing Wolverine? When everyone knows that's not true.
What's the difference between doing that and then killing off Professor Xavier a year ago? The stories that we've gotten because Professor Xavier died have been great.
That's fine, but I don't.
Even if he comes back next week.
Okay, one of the things that pissed me off when they started doing Superior Spider-Man, it's more of a outside of the comic thing. Dan Slott was treated like, yeah, guys, we really killed Peter Parker.
No one believes that. Yeah, of course not.
Kill a character off. Yeah. Tell your stories. That's fine.
Exactly. All the tropes and poor promotion aside, Wolverine passing away is going to be a compelling idea.
It's something the character needs.
No, agreed.
He's been overexposed.
But they could do a better job. Killing him off. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Better to make him to where his healing factor is so.
He's there now.
Yeah, he doesn't
he's
have
at that point
all.
Now.
No. But he doesn't actually die. Put him in a coma or something.
Well, that could always be the retcon later.
Like yeah. No. And make it to where. Will he die?
Yeah.
And have actual evil people come to make sure he dies.
That's what's happening. We don't really have any idea exactly what the specifics of the story are going to be, but that's what it is. His healing factor
is gone. He doesn't have one right now.
And people find out. His enemies find out. He's got so many.
But if they actually kill him off, it don't work. It'd be much better.
We don't know if it's not going to work. I didn't think killing off Professor Xavier was going to work, but it did. And Uncanny Avengers
was
great.
The details of him being dead and him being resurrected are pretty irrelevant. We've seen it all at this point.
Yeah, of course. I'm interested.
It's more about how the universe around him reacts.
Exactly. When Nightcrawler died within that event, it was okay.
It was a big shift for a lot of characters.
But there was a Wolverine one-shot where he dealt with it. Now, Wolverine has had such a huge history. Right. He's been an X-Men. He's been an Avenger. He's been all these things. He's been, Alpha Flight?
Yeah, Alpha Flight.
There are opportunities for storytellers to tell great farewell to Wolverine stories within the pages of Avengers and X-Men and those stories. And those are the stories I want to read. I want to see Hickman and Bendis write farewell to Wolverine stories.
But it's still a waste. Ultimately, because if he comes back,
it doesn't matter.
It just bleh.
It doesn't ruin it.
He always come back.
It doesn't ruin it for me. Of course, he's going
to
come back.
You know what? I didn't want Peter Parker to come back, but he was going to come back.
Yeah, of course, he's going to come back.
There's five resurrection proof. Around five resurrection proof deaths in comics. Yeah,
Uncle Ben,
Thomas and Martha Wayne,
Uncle Ben,
Jor-El, Gwen Stacy.
Yep. Even Abon Sur to an extent.
Yeah, he's never been resurrected.
Yeah. Abansor?
Abansor.
In Blackest Night, he was.
Yeah, but that's a zombie. Zombies don't count.
No, but there was still.
Resurrection proof.
Because that was a.
That was a defining moment.
That was a defining moment. That was
she's never been resurrected.
Age of comics.
Ever.
Yeah.
That was probably the most shocking character death ever, and it's
because it was
one of
his
few
fault
examples
too.
Of
I don't even think
she's
been brought back in like dreams or anything.
No. They've done some character assassination to her by like explaining
her
secret past with Norman Osborn, which is bullshit. I choose to ignore that.
And wasn't there a clone at one point?
There was
just
in Ultimate Universe.
No.
She became Carnage or something.
No.
There was a 616 Gwen Stacy clone during Clone Saga.
The Jackal. Yeah, during the Clone Saga. To confuse Peter.
Yeah.
What a dick move.
Yeah,
it was.
That's when Peter thought he was the clone. Yeah. And he put Gwen Stacy in front of him and he figured his whole Gwen Stacy life was made up.
But if, as far as the Wolverine goes, yes, the tropes and the promotion, crappy promotion aside, we know he's going to be back at some point.
But it's a good break.
Yeah, examining that story. I mean, Wolverine's been around for 50 years. Yes. We should examine that stuff.
I used to say Barry Allen was resurrection proof, but I guess the hell if I know.
So I,
I would like if they bring him back, resurrection and reboot, let's really change.
He was resurrected before the reboot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe he's missing the hand like in
Age of Apocalypse.
Age of Apocalypse.
And I don't even want to go that far.
Yeah,
they just announced the death of him. I don't want to get into when they bring him back, if that's going
to
be good.
It's a good time.
I want
to
see him take advantage of his death.
Yes.
And tell some intriguing stories.
There's a Wolverine in the X-Men. He is the pivotal character in the X-Men right now, and he doesn't need to be.
One of two. Him and Cyclops.
He doesn't need to be. This is a good way to get the X-Men back together. It's a good way to move forward with the X-Men and the Avengers.
Agreed.
The two those two teams have become to rely on him too much. He's in seven
And it really
books.
Is a great way to reset the X-Men and the Avengers simultaneously. And still make it seem like it's not disassembled.
One character
worth reading.
Yeah, one character's in two. He's overexposed. He's Batman. It's just like they need to take Batman out of comic books and DC for at least a year.
They killed him a few years ago. It's too soon to do it again.
Agreed.
Yeah. It's too soon to do it after things they've been doing.
Like,
they cut off Wolverine's head.
They did that in Ultimate.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about killing off Wolverine. He has built-in resurrection.
Right.
But not anymore.
Not anymore, though.
In 666.
Or whatever. He gets his healing. Somehow his corpse gets a healing factor back.
I totally agree. But taking aside, setting aside the common tropes and the crappy promotion, there is opportunity killing off Wolverine to tell some really great stories.
Do we know who's
it'll give other characters
No, we don't know anything.
We don't know who's writing the
Charles Soule, Steve McNiven.
Charles Soule.
Good artist, good writer.
And Steve McNiven. Old Man Logan, guys.
Well, that's funny because that was his last work on Wolverine, and killing Wolverine totally eliminates the opportunity for Old Man Logan to happen. Yeah,
I know. He gets resurrected.
Yeah, and I love Steve McNiven.
Yeah, his art's awesome.
Yeah, but that was leading me to this, with the rumors that, or with Wolverine being assumedly killed off in the comics, there are rumors that they are going to do that in this film, in the next Days of Future Past film, X-Men film, that by the end of that movie he will be dead.
Probably
good
choice.
He's getting up there in age.
I don't know.
So.
I don't know.
And
how
they've done a lot to rely on Wolverine.
Every movie's been a Wolverine.
And the comic books. It's
in the movies, it would be wonderful because if they brought him back in the movies,
it could be a different.
It could be a whole lot younger. Person.
It could be
a
Dawkins.
Well,
this movie script's been written for a while. I don't know if they've had time or inclination to change it based off of this comic story, which hasn't even happened.
I'm not sure if it was A or B, or B came first. The movie script came first, and they're like, oh shit, that's a great idea over at Marvel.
Word on the street is, I mean, it would be. This movie is resetting the entire X-Men universe.
Yes.
So they're going to scrap Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart.
Possibly. Well, no, because Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart are set for Apocalypse.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Larry said so last week.
Last week he said Michael Fassbender.
Are you sure?
James McAvoy just got picked up for a TV show.
Yeah, he did. We should talk about that too.
Just the young characters are signed on for Age of Apocalypse. Only the 60s X-Men.
Okay, that might be Sue. I thought I heard.
It would be great
the other way.
If they did do it that way. Really get some teenagers to play.
Yeah.
And that's supposedly what they're going to do after this movie.
You
start new with everybody.
I mean,
get a new Cyclops.
Well, that kind of dovetails into the whole where Hugh Jackman was talking about who he would like to have played Wolverine.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah. Lots of rumors flying around from C2E2.
Getting away from Wolverine and the X-Men a little bit.
Yes, go ahead.
Other big story coming. I think it came out of C2E2. Thor is getting a new sister.
Yeah.
They finally figured out what they want to do with Angela in the Marvel Universe. She's going to be Odin's other daughter. Does someone have a sister? Whatever. Yeah. Thor's daughter.
I think it's weak.
Odin's daughter, Thor's sister.
As weak as it is, Jason Aaron can make it work.
No, I have no doubt. Yeah, like they can make it work.
Al Ewing and Jason Aaron are kind of splitting the introduction duties between
and
them.
And both are good writers who could do that, honestly. Al Ewing's writing has really surprised.
Where is Angela right now?
Guardians
she left the
Galaxy.
No, she
wasn't in.
Oh, she left?
I haven't seen her in two issues.
Yes,
or the whole Trial of Jean Grey, she was
at
only
the
one
end of
issue.
Trial of Jean Grey, she'd become really complacent.
Yeah,
and no one can explain why.
I have to confess, I don't really know a lot about Angela, but Al Ewing is under the impression that she could kick Thor's ass, which I find a hard time believing. Maybe
I don't know,
just
man.
Fanboy.
Well, it's just how you.
She's an angel.
Yeah, so he kicks the crap
out of... It's kind of in the name.
Yeah. He beat the crap out of Vishnu or whatever.
Yeah, but where's she going to end up? That's my big thing. I mean, really.
In the Thor canon.
No, but I mean, ultimately, where is she going to end up?
I feel like Thor nowhere is still the answer to that question. I'm not
but
sure.
Nowhere. She's not going to have like her own book.
Ultimately, she's going to end up some obscure character that they're just going to drop after a year or two.
That's what I was
saying. Hey, man, Beta Ray Bill's still hanging on in there.
She'll be in Nova.
And it was Nova's a good book.
Beta
and that
Bill's
was
a good example
line.
Of what I expect of an extended family Thor character. Yes. Not like the Warriors 3 or Sif who shows up all the time, but every
Beta
now
Bill
and then.
Comes, and does something.
Prominent, but not frequent.
Yeah.
And that's probably what's going to end up with Angela.
So I could take or leave it. It seems kind of like overkill. Why even bring her to the Marvel Universe?
Because
Neil Gaiman hates Todd McFarlane.
That is exactly why.
That's exactly what happened. Exactly. Todd McFarlane was trying to buy the rights from Neil
Gaiman. I know all
And Neil Gaiman said, you can go F yourself. I'm a seller to Marvel.
But she's still in continuity now. Why have another story? Why introduce her into something that isn't broken? Why try to fix something that isn't broken?
Because
just to keep the character around.
Look, if they have...
You said it earlier. Just because you have a character,
you
shouldn't keep a character. Because
Jason Aaron wanted to use her.
If they're going to throw her in there
somewhere. Because
Bendis
said he
wasn't
going to use her anymore.
That sounds like something he would do, get an angelic character for the atheist.
If they're going to throw the character into the Marvel Universe somewhere, Thor's...
might as well be the Thor Universe.
Thor's family makes as much sense as anything else.
Probably more.
Makes more sense than mutants, makes more sense than like the street-level guys.
Because she's so powerful.
Makes more sense than Guardians.
And she's so strong.
But they just happen to be...
She's really... Thor's really the only person she's in the same weight class.
Agreed. Yeah,
the Marvel Universe. I guess they could do Silver Surfer or something, but
that
doesn't
make
that's
sense.
A stretch.
Yeah. That's a big stretch. Yeah.
More. This is probably a stretch too, but that would. Be
oh,
more
it's
a stretch.
I think this is a stretch, and if they're not careful, it's going to snap.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
She works fine in Cosmic Marvel.
Oh, she worked great in
Guardians.
Keep her there. I didn't like that she eclipsed Gamora a little bit.
Well,
she
what the
should
hell
be
is
more powerful
do than
Gamora.
Angela doesn't do
exactly.
Angela just has her completely.
The thing about it
is why Thor does make
Angela. Angela, or whatever her name is, can't get screwed over by a bounty hunter like in the last issue of Guardians when Gamora got owned by a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
And my whole thing
spoiler
is...
Spoiler alert!
Aaron can handle a character like that.
No, I don't... I think Aaron can handle freaking anything.
If
he can handle...
Said, oh, wait, can I have...
If he can handle dialogue between Thor and Galactus, the man can handle anything. But,
that's
right or
dialogue.
Wrong, it's amazing dialogue. If he can handle and write that, he can handle anything.
Exactly.
I just don't like the idea from the beginning.
The epic level stuff.
Yes.
Okay,
I know there's an epic level character.
Does Angela need to be in the Thor pantheon? Obviously not.
No.
Am I particularly excited? Not really.
But
if they're going to do it,
yes.
This is as good as
anything. Agreed. Probably the best place to put her in if they're going to do it.
Exactly.
I don't know if she works anywhere else.
I just think they're going to waste her in the end.
Agreed. I think it's just a...
That's the sad part.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
And you know what?
I'm more viewing it from the Marvel perspective than from... If there's like a bunch of Angela fans out there, I can't really speak intelligently about that. I've never really followed
her. This is the thing, though.
That's the sad part.
Who would be an Angela fan? I've never found anything about her.
If there are Angela fans, I think Thor is a great way
for them. When Greg Capullo took over.
To get that.
I get that.
It was a great arc.
Thor's easily understood.
Best run on,
you know,
Spawn. It's the only thing I
as
cared
a character
about
and a mythos. You know, it's easy
but
to understand.
Getting into the nitty gritty here, did Odin bang an angel or something? I'm wondering how this came
I guess he banged an angel.
He was sick
like,
of Zeus getting all the action.
After a few thousand years, you get bored.
Yeah.
Gotta get creative.
Well, Thor's had children with a bunch of mothers. That's not anything new. Even while married to Freya, as far as I know, him conceiving Thor with Gaia was by everyone's consent because they wanted a really kick-ass god or whatever.
Yeah.
And it worked, so. Yeah.
Classic Odin.
Classic Odin. Yeah.
Classic Odin.
But
all those gods, like the upper
echelon.
That's
the other annoying thing about Odin is like he has these wild pendulum swings in how they depict him. He's like the best father ever in like Walt Simonson's run. Him and Thor are so tight. And that was true in Straczynski's run too.
Yeah.
And then you go immediately from that to him being just a massive asshole.
Yeah.
Matt Fraction's run.
Where he's rolling his eyes at his kids.
It worked.
Go play Xbox, Thor.
I'd like some consistency is all. Just pick one.
Yeah.
Well, let's just leave him where he's in old Asgard. Just keep him over there.
That's fine, sure.
Yeah. Sure, he's still going to Ragnarok.
Odin sleep. That's the best place for Odin. Let him take a nap. The big, long
sleep it off. Sleep it off.
Yeah.
Sleep it off.
Or let him just go whore around. Yeah. That'll work better.
And maybe they'll start that. Angela and Thor and Loki are going to go look for all their bastard siblings hanging out around
them. Let's just put this to rest once and for all, get it all out of the way.
Yeah.
How many do we have out there?
So it starts with a family reunion.
Yeah, Sentry, Miracle Man. They can explain away all these overpowered Marvel characters.
There you go.
I smell a road trip.
That would actually be awesome, dude. Thor, Loki, Angela, road trip.
Oh, they're riding
man.
In the chariot with
yes,
the
guys.
Yeah, dude. That'd be good.
How awesome. Many bastard siblings do we have in the universe?
Road trip.
Aging Gray.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right?
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Do we have news for you?
By the way, no, Angela has red hair, and you have red hair.
We know why.
We know why.
Hey, Wanda, good news. Magneto's not your dad.
Yeah, no way, dude. Yeah, there are so many ways they could do that.
Other than, I guess, Quicksilver would have to be too, and he's obviously not powerful enough for that. Ah, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah. No.
Maybe.
I don't
Balder was not that powerful.
Twins.
I mean, he died.
Yeah.
Balder.
Yeah.
Well, Balder still, like, could bench press a building.
Yeah. And with Wondergore Mountain, who
okay,
knows?
Okay, as far as I can tell, your average everyday Asgardian is about as strong as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
then, like,
at least.
Then, like,
least.
The upper-level Asgardians below
Superman
Thor, like,
level.
Balder, yeah. Warriors 3. Not necessarily
those
Superman.
Those about live.
Close, though.
Wonder Woman level.
There you go. There you go. There you go. So... But Century, Wonder Woman
would
may
be
Superman level. Yeah,
that would be really
that would
funny.
Be great.
Fuck
dude.
The Sentry.
Yeah,
that would be great.
He needs to stay dead.
Hey, man. Paul Jenkins.
He's not dead now. He's still alive.
Yeah.
Well, undead.
Zombie Sentry now.
I like Zombie Sentry better than regular Sentry.
Zombie Sentry
is
awesome.
He
is him
great.
Remaking himself, talking to Thor.
And
he's
talking smack like him and the Void are buddies now.
Yeah,
it's great.
The Void decided to leave him, and then the Void came back because he was resurrected. That's just genius writing. A character can be really good if he's. The right writer.
Sentry had a great idea
so,
behind
can't
him. Can't
he play straight though? Because then he's just a Superman knockoff.
Yep.
But he's crazy as hell. His Zod is his other personality.
Yeah.
That's genius.
Yeah.
He's
Do we
want to
talk
he has
about
a check and balance system for himself?
So you brought up Zod. Do we want to talk about how Joe Q dished or dogged on the
He doesn't really understand the literary concepts he's talking about.
No, he doesn't.
Because
no.
The hero is whoever the story's about.
Yes.
It wasn't about Zod.
Zod was kind of trying to be heroic in his own way.
A lot of villains are like
that. Of course.
That. Magneto's like that.
Yes.
Villains have their reasons. That's nothing new. You can have complex villains.
Yeah.
That doesn't make them the hero.
Yeah.
Well, Joe
no,
Q,
I agree.
Joe Q comes from Marvel where all the villains...
Are heroes
in their own right.
Yeah.
DC,
they had a whole event
way.
About it.
Yeah.
For 2 years, all the villains were heroes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That in the end, most Marvel villains have something that they're doing everything for, which at heart can make them a hero.
Yeah, if done properly.
I mean, yeah.
Which
Joe
actually
is the man who loved to do that.
But
I
think that was Taylor's point. Joe Q talking smack on DC for doing that is like saying,
Oh,
you do that every week, Joe Q. You're doing that in every book you put out.
I think he's trying to say, come on, come on, DC. You can't get in any new ideas.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
Forever
let's
Evil
go.
Was
they...
just Dark Reign.
No, it wasn't.
It was essentially
it was different.
Dark Reign. It, what, the villains becoming the heroes to stop other villains? That's not Dark Reign?
That wasn't
really
Dark Reign.
That wasn't really.
Dark Reign was like... With people who were evil and not trying to be heroes masquerading as public figures.
Oh, no,
yes.
You know what? What was it called? What was that one where
I
they...
I thought that was
Thunderbolts.
Congress.
The first Thunderbolts
that's
run.
That's exactly how they were going.
The first Thunderbolts run in the 90s.
That is how Thunderbolts got their start.
Yes.
Like, right.
They were villains,
be
and then they became
they
heroes.
Were
Suicide Squad's
be,
done that before.
Like, the original Thunderbolts was, like, evil pretending to be good while being evil, but then they're like, hey, we like being good, so they became evil pretending to be good actually being good.
Yes.
Yeah. That was
Except
a good title.
That was great. It was fun.
Zemo, and then he got thrown out.
Yeah.
And Hawkeye joined the team.
Because Zemo wanted this... He wanted to ultimately...
Be a
finish,
villain.
Finish off the whole
series.
What's
his name? The Validator?
Classic Thunderbolts has always been a pretty fun
since
Yeah.
I really liked
the
part
of V. That's what it was. Man, that was a cool book.
Charles Soule's on it now, and he's doing all right. Yeah. I've been keeping up
but
with
it. Yeah, but that's not really
was
Thunderbolts.
Just,
it's not. You're right.
That's...
It's different than what we.
It's what X Force originally started out
with.
Yeah. Like all the gritty heroes.
Suicide Squad now is more... Thunderbolts and
Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts and Suicide Squad are kind of opposite numbers of each other from the different publishers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But DC movie news. We know Cyborg has been cast.
Cyborg has been cast. Just in case you didn't think the sequel had enough characters.
Guess what? There's another one.
Yeah. Oh, then officially,
they're saying the follow-up to this, the Superman Batman movie, is going to be a Justice League.
Officially, yeah. Justice
it has to be with all of these damn characters.
Oh, yeah. Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, Cyborg.
Batman, Superman.
That's what I'm saying.
Ostensibly a Superman movie, although I guess we'll call it a Batman
Colossus in a Hardee's commercial.
Who, what?
Colossus.
Yeah, the Hardee's commercials did Quicksilver, Mystique, and I think, did you say Colossus? Yeah.
I haven't seen him yet.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him yet.
It's, well,
I've seen the Mystique one. He was in the trailer.
Yeah, spoilers.
He was in the trailer.
Yeah, he's in the commercial right now. You can watch. It looks to me like they have that classic Days of Future Past scene in the future where Colossus, Storm, and all of them are having their last stand against the Sentinels as the past is being rewritten.
Yes.
It looks to me like they're doing that with like them fighting them in the Sentinels is kind of like a side story.
That's
like,
going
to
be so cool to see that on screen, man. That is. If they get the pacing right,
Does anyone know this Sunspot is actually in it as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What, you mean the Human Torch? Because that's what he looks like.
No. So make you so excited.
It's Sunspot. It's Sunspot.
I know, but Sunspot looks
it's Acosta.
He
Sunspot
does.
Looks different enough from the Human Torch in the comics. Here, he's just wreathed in flame.
Yeah, in Sunspot has, like, you can see his suit through the flames.
Yeah.
Like, he makes it darker in certain spots.
Yeah.
He had a black flame.
Yeah. I'm anxious to see that. I love the part where he gives Bishop some power.
Yeah. That's cool.
They're touching on...
Oh, it's a shame Christian's on here. He I know. Now he looks like Bishop.
Yeah. they're touching on a lot of things that as a longtime fanboy, I really want to see in an X-Men movie that I haven't seen yet.
And I don't know if you guys have heard, but Sony wants to expand on the Spider-Man universe. They want to do more movies.
They're already doing Sinister Six. In fact, I hear that the post-credit scene of this upcoming Spider-Man movie reveals the Senators. Sinister Six.
And they're not going to be the original, though. They
Lame. Oh, well.
Yeah. There's going to be a Venom movie,
as long
too.
As Doc
there's supposed to be a whole symbiote movie.
And they've also talked about an X-Men series.
Well, I guess I can understand Mysterio would be hard to do in a movie.
He's kind of cheesy.
Yeah,
he's kind of cheesy.
But Sandman works good.
Mysterio
Vulture
wasn't
works
in the original Sinister Six.
Doc Ock has to be there.
Yes,
no, it was.
I know.
Vulture? Vulture? Sandman? Kraven?
Kraven?
Yeah.
Ock?
Ock?
Go ahead.
Electro?
Uh-huh. And Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
Sinister
I just did
I
a review on
that was
it.
The original Sinister Six.
Yes,
it was,
what a
was
waste
the leader,
of a character.
And then Electro Sandman were the two elementals. Kraven had he like sicked the leopards on Spidey for that.
There's
one.
Also rumors that there's going to be a female Sinister Six member.
That could be Kraven.
Black Cat is who I'm hoping.
Black Cat.
She's supposed to get her own movie as well.
I'm hoping for
that's
a Black Cat.
That's one of the characters they've talked about.
What was I just saying about? Oh, yeah, there aren't really a lot of female Spidey villains to choose from.
No, there's not as many.
He doesn't have a lot of females in his rogues gallery.
Not as many as he has buddies.
Yeah, he has a lot of
teams. Like, he's got
there's lots of
Sable.
There's a ton of female characters. There's not a lot of female rogues.
He's got
Miss Marvel before she became
Captain
Marvel.
Silver Sable won that originally.
Up on that. I wanted to see them dating. Like, they get some looking too.
What? Peter and Carol
Danvers? And when Kelly Sue DeConnick was writing the character, she, like, had this... mutual attraction between Spider-Man and Carol Danvers.
Bendis put in some stuff with Spider-Man and Spider-Woman.
They tried to date. When every time they went on a date, something happened.
Bendis had some stuff with Spider-Man and Spider-Woman in his Avengers run, too. That was kind
of his
never really fleshed out.
Right during AVX, Spider-Man and Carol Danvers were dating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't remember that.
Now she's dating War Machine.
Yeah.
No, they broke up too.
Yeah, they didn't break up.
Oh, they're on hiatus.
She's like, hey, I'm going to space.
This long distance relationship is not going to work.
She goes and they're like, hey, I'm going to space. Oh, well, I guess we can't really go out to dinner anytime soon. Okay, see you.
That moment where they're all about to get
on the
Quinjet.
Long distance relationships don't work. Yeah.
I don't think they ended it per se. But, oh, God, we're getting into fucking soap opera superheroes.
Dude, and it was. That's what issue one of Captain Marvel
There's
felt.
A lot more bleed over between superheroes and soap operas than I like to admit.
There is.
Especially X-Men canon is one giant soap opera.
Especially team books. It's true of Avengers with like Captain Scarlet Witch has had the hots for
everyone.
At some point.
Everyone. And she's killed half of them.
concerned.
But I think the only one she hasn't dated is Captain America.
And she had the hots for him.
Yes, right. They mentioned
it. Dated him.
And no, even in Uncanny.
Yes.
The new one.
Yes, she had it. And she ended up dating Hawkeye instead.
Uncanny is probably the worst example I've seen in a long time.
Uncanny Avengers.
Soap opera relationship.
It's almost as though
Wasp been fucking
happy. I love it, though.
There's sexual relations going on between panels in that book.
Yes.
That is totally blatant. It is set up and like, no, we're not going to show you. Use your imagination. Rick Remender out. You know, it's so great.
Can we just see a deaf cat calling out Havoc?
Awesome.
Was so funny. I think she likes you.
What?
What? No, I know that. What?
I like how Cap kept playing along with it even after he was hearing
it. Yeah, it seemed a little out of place considering how, like, terrible things were. You know, there was a lot of things going on with a celestial cracking the earth in half. There was a lot of terrible things
gotta
going on.
Keep it light.
But Cap's like, hey!
Yeah. Awesome. 1945! They were telling jokes during that time during war.
He grew up on zinging one-liners. That's where he
is. Oh, man.
Man, that is great.
In all fairness, I think that's been the most consistent Avengers title in the last 2 years. As far as
standing alone.
It's my least
standing
favorite alone. Among them, I'll have to say.
Really?
Yeah.
I think if you take them all on their own, individually, okay. I think it's the best standalone
Avengers.
It's
a good book. I don't think it's bad, but yeah. I just don't personally... I make a distinction between saying something is bad and saying I don't like it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't like it because I don't really like how
feels like
none of this
book.
Stuff is going to stick.
Oh, no, of course
all
not.
All these characters dying. A lot of the pathos and like the big sticking points in the movie is a character dying or this world being created. None of that's going to stick.
Yeah, no, but it's a good story.
Yeah, it's definitely well told.
I don't even pretend like this stuff's going to stick.
Yeah, man. But
well, look at Avengers World like when they took
this. It's a fine story, but almost everything Rick Remender does is a step outside of continuity.
Yes.
That stuff he did with Cap. Not continuity.
X-Force.
Not
his stuff with X-Force was completely
out
of
continuity.
Wait,
no, his stuff to do with Cap is in continuity.
It's in his continuity, but it has no impact on the Marvel Universe.
Exactly. Only on Cap.
No, they've talked about it.
They've talked about it in the context of Cap.
It had a personal ramification for him, but it didn't really mean jack shit.
Same thing with Uncanny Avengers. Yeah. None of this is going to matter except to Havoc, Wasp, and Hibaby.
Yeah.
That's the only people who are going to remember any of this happened.
And I'm fine with that.
I think, anyway. Yeah. No, I am too.
That's fine with that. This is a matter of personal taste.
Yeah. As far as standalone Avengers books go, it's probably the one that stands on its own the most.
I also don't know.
And it's not really an Avengers book. It's kind of an X-Men book.
The pacing Rick Remender usually does with his books. He did this with X-Force, and he's been doing it with most of his Uncanny stuff. It's hopeless, grimdark. Oh, okay, thanks, we're fine.
Yeah.
The problems get solved in a disproportionately weighty fashion.
Did you read the last issue of Uncanny Avengers?
Was that the one where like Magneto's chasing them through the city?
Yeah, and then the new X-Men come and it's got Cable and Cyclops all on team.
Also, that seems kind of, even if this is alternate future, that seems like a weird way for these
totally
characters to
weird.
React.
Totally weird.
Storm would not be okay with this sort of thing.
I don't think so either. But
alternate future does not give you a blank check to change the character.
Or a blank slate, and that's pretty much what he did. I totally agree with you, which is why I didn't buy the annual. But
the annual has nothing to do with this story.
I know. So why does it even have Uncanny Avengers? Never mind. But anyway, as far as the story standing on its own, I think it does better than all the other Avengers books.
It stands
books.
Better on its own outside
but it's
of
not,
continuity compared to the
But it's not really an Avengers book. It feels more like an X-Men book.
Well, yeah, it's really a sequel to Uncanny X-Force.
Well, it's a sequel to that and to A versus X because of the Unity team.
Yeah.
And it has its appeal that way. Here's where Remender lost me. He took 12 issues to get to where we are.
Yeah.
It's going to be 3 more issues and we're off of Planet X. Planet X is compelling. It's intriguing. I want to know more about it, and he's not telling
that. You know what? And here's the thing
he's not telling
I'm going to say to you. That
was Remender the coolest part of House of X.
Force is he brought back the Age of Apocalypse. And then it got its own spin-off title.
Okay.
Would it really shock you that they would give him a spin-off Planet X alternate universe book?
Not if they wipe it out of continuity.
Not if they wipe it out of continuity. And not
and
if
know,
I have to buy another book to
been
get
wiped
it.
Out of continuity, but it's still got its own book.
Agreed.
And it's still an alternate universe.
I'm not
universe.
Buying another book to get that Planet X, though. If he wants to give me Planet X, he needs to do it where he gave it to me. That's
but
like saying, oh, here's your Christmas present. You'll get it on New Year's. What?
Basically. Dude, there's no reason to get attached to it because we know it's not going to matter in the end.
I'm not getting attached to it, but
you
it's,
want more
it's
out
compelling.
Of it?
I'm not
it
attached,
compelling.
But
that
it's compelling.
Full circle to my, why should I care?
Because it's a good story.
Okay, it's a fine
That's
story.
That's like comic books
agreed.
In general.
Again,
why should I care?
Again, not a bad book, just not my cup of tea.
Yeah. And why should I care about Planet X? Because it's cool. I'm not hooked on it because I haven't been given enough of the product to get hooked on it. I want to get hooked on Planet X. They took me to this new place and didn't show me any of it. They just showed me characters who are acting out of character because of it. He's right. Storm would never act like that.
Well, we don't know what's happened in the time.
I gave it like
I gave it like a
3.
Also,
review.
I have a hard time believing that Magneto is just become somebody's bitch.
Yeah. Even an Apocalypse Twin. Like, even an Apocalypse Twin. I just don't see it.
We don't know how long has gone from the death of Earth to where we're at.
Does it matter?
Long enough
if
for them to have a kid, so it's been several years.
Yes. So a lot has changed in those characters. Is it a big shock that Magneto and Cyclops were already becoming friends?
I'm not shocked by any of that.
It's a tricky balance to get.
Years have passed.
The Storm thing is. Taylor's spot on with the Storm thing.
Characters grow and changing fundamentally who they are and passing it off as time or whatever.
Yeah, and maybe, there you go. If Rick Remender eventually does do an entire Planet X book, maybe he will have the chance to explain away why Storm is all of a sudden a douchebag.
Well, I mean,
but she is all of a sudden a douchebag.
Who was Storm dating before all of this went down?
Wolverine.
Yeah, Wolverine.
Is Wolverine missing still?
No, yes, he is. He's in that
they
fire
don't know,
thing.
And you know what? Storm doesn't know that.
Oh.
Does it shock you that Storm was stuck with all these kids?
Well, she's in the council, though. How does she not know that?
Because the council doesn't know where
just
Wolverine is.
Just the horsemen and what's her name, though.
Yes.
All right.
Does it not shock you?
That was a great
Wolverine?
Line in there. It's like, oh, when they stopped screaming. Oh, yeah, that was years of fun. Yes. Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's what I'm saying. Would it not shock you that Storm grew embittered and kind of a douche after Wolverine went missing?
And said, oh, well, we got Planet X, so everything
that's
is
you
better.
Filling in gaps.
Oh, well, you have to.
You
though.
Have to. That's
you
comic books.
You have to fill in gaps. Okay,
well, that's you filling in too much
that's
gap.
Not comic books. That
it's
is this issue.
There's a threshold between,
this
you know,
yeah.
Okay, well, they don't have time to dither on
right,
this.
They don't have time to explain
this is
everything.
Fundamental change in the character, and you are making that whole thing up yourself.
Agreed.
Maybe.
You could definitely see where that would happen. You could definitely fill in those blanks, but it's a really big blank.
It's also a big time gap.
Agreed. I want more Planet X,
I mean,
and I'm not getting it. That's my problem.
Some characters should not change that much.
And I don't think... I think Storm's one of those.
Let's talk to DC about Superman all of a sudden being a douchebag.
As soon as New 52 started.
Yeah,
they have a reason. And they explained why he's a douchebag in action while he was being the douchebag in Superman proper.
But
it's
we didn't
totally
get that.
Different things.
We didn't get that for a while.
New 52 and change the subject.
Yeah, change the subject.
Here we go.
Yeah, we need to go.
Free comic book day.
Yes.
DC Big's book is... New 52 zeros in.
Future's End.
Future's End.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
It looks cool.
It
looks awesome.
It could be cool.
It could be
I'm excited.
Any other
it's probably
going to
be a
couple of guys excited about?
Well, I'm excited about Future's End. I really am.
Look at the issue.
Yeah.
I am really excited about Future's End. Batman Beyond coming to the DC proper is great. Us looking 5 years into the future while Batman Beyond from further into the future comes back only to 5 years is weird.
Another Bat book. Am I really shocked?
Future's End is not going to be just another Bat
book. Batman Beyond getting
himself. I don't think
he's not coming into the continuity proper.
Hidden
as a character is coming into the 52.
If people are going to buy it, they're going to make another one.
And then
if people buy that one, they'll make another one after
that.
As long as I can read one book without having to read other books, I'm fine with it.
No, you're going to have to read other books.
What do you mean? For the Future's End? It's
a
weekly,
first of all.
Yes.
Current
so
Batman,
no, you're not going to have to read
I've never picked
else.
Up any of these Batman team-up books. I've never, I just mostly read just Batman proper, didn't read Detective Comics, and I was fine.
Yeah.
If it's like that, what's the problem?
You will be fine.
Books.
You will be
fine.
Future's End is going to be self-contained, and it's not just going to be all about Batman Beyond. Not all about Terry. You're going to have Grifter in there.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of future stuff. And because it's a weekly book, you're not going to have any of the crossover in anything, except for September when they have their huge event that's going around with it. But that's
different.
That
was the thing we talked about on previous cast. Just the pitfalls of doing a weekly book as a format.
But is Batman Beyond not going to get his own New 52 proper?
I don't think so, not before Future's End ends.
But
eventually,
time it ends, though,
sure.
But
Batman Beyond already
year?
Has his own book.
Exactly.
Yeah, but now it's going to be another New 52, not the Bruce Timm universe, which is what that is.
Yeah.
Well, they're just going to switch the.
Yeah, I know.
But by then, Batman Eternal will be over. It'll still be half a 1/6 of the half a dozen 1/6.
So, real news: have y'all any of y'all heard about this L.A. Clippers thing?
That I have.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
They banned the dude for life from all NBA events,
even though he
owns a team.
Yeah,
they're forcing him to sell the team.
No.
They're forcing him to sell.
Well,
the team.
No, they should.
They
are trying to force him, Well, I don't know. Okay, I've listened to the recorded tape.
Okay.
Now, obviously, she knows she's recording this.
Of course.
And he knew she was recording that. Okay. That's what's really bad. At a certain point,
he figures it out.
Here's the thing. This already has precedence. It happened with the Cincinnati Reds and their owner.
I have no idea what this is, so could you please tell me what this is?
Okay.
The owner of the Clippers said something.
Storytelling time.
He was caught on tape telling his girlfriend to not bring black people to his game.
And not to publicize her hanging out with black people.
Don't put Instagrams
on that
minority. She took a picture with
Donald Sterling is the 80-year-old owner of the LA Clippers who has a black mistress who was posting pictures of herself with black people on Instagram, and it horrified
him. She is half Hispanic. She's very light skinned, too.
Yeah.
Look, here's my whole thing.
Go ahead.
My Miami Heat swept the Charlotte Bobcats. It's been a great playoffs. I mean, Portland is about to knock out Houston Rockets.
This is overshadowing a really good playoff.
It is.
The Clippers beat Golden State in a very tight series.
That's an awesome series.
The Oklahoma City Memphis games have all been overtimes.
My whole problem is the Wizards just beat the mess out of the Bulls last night to go to the next round.
No one was expecting that.
And no one saw that coming.
Hey, even the Spurs-Mavericks series
has been a tight series. Yes.
The games have all been decided by a few points, and the Mavs, it's tied even.
Yeah, and you know what? So is Brooklyn-Toronto. No one saw that coming either.
Pacers are about to get bounced.
Bounced by the Hawks.
It sucks
it's been a great year for basketball.
It sucks that one guy.
This is going to be the thing.
This is all anyone is talking about.
This is all we're talking about right now. They don't even mention the Heat on those. I understand that. Expected to beat the Bobcats, but they didn't even get
that. Was our ninth straight in a row closed series. We have won nine straight playoff series in a row.
Yes.
And no one's talking about that. That hasn't been done in years.
You're right.
Here's why. Because they're all a bunch of hypocritical people.
Yes.
You cannot tell me that the people in the locker room, most of the people who owns the teams, and all their people have not at one time or another either listened to rap music that spews that hateful stuff out of their own people.
That doesn't necessarily mean they're racist.
That is not the same thing.
That doesn't mean he is racist.
It does.
No.
Donald Sterling is most assuredly a racist.
Yes. Let me finish. If you listen to the whole stuff, he actually said, I don't care if you have sex with
just don't call.
He also said, don't
bring him to my games.
But hang on a minute. How can you
There is no context where this is okay.
Yeah, he's right. There is no context.
What he did is okay. I'm saying.
You're saying you shouldn't blame him and not blame other people?
No.
This guy got busted on tape being a racist.
No,
and if you put a, microphone in the locker room, you don't think it ain't going to happen?
This guy's been seen for racism.
It hasn't happened.
Okay,
so I'm supposed to presume that people in the locker room are racist and ignore the actual racism.
This guy has been known to be a racist.
Exactly.
Sued for racism over a dozen times.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had a great op-ed he wrote about how this is the smoking gun. It's public record that this guy's a racist. This guy is a racist. He has been caught doing.
But that's why it's hypocritical.
Yes.
It's happened for decades.
Yeah, here's the thing.
And all of a sudden, they want to ban him for life?
It's this guy, though. It's not like they've been like all these other people.
Hang on a minute. But you can't. That's why I'm saying it's hypocritical.
It's not hypocritical. It's a completely different context.
No, it's not.
No, if this dude is racist in housing, that has absolutely nothing to do with the NBA. No. On this
being racist,
that's what I'm talking about.
But not in the context of the NBA.
If you're
in
so this upset that he hasn't been banned before, okay, fine.
You should be happy that he is banned now.
To be banned now. Yeah.
In the context, hold on. Let me finish this.
He got sued for racism in the NBA by telling I forget who it was, but he told a black player that he wanted a quote group of. A core group of black boys with a white coach.
And there was no recording of that, and there was a court case that he was not found guilty. He settled.
Okay.
This is a completely different context.
Maybe this is the world we live in now, where now this is a recording of
exactly.
him saying
that. Exactly. It's proof. Okay. And it's not proof now, in the way... Hold on. It's not proof in the way where he was screwing over some people getting an apartment.
Right.
In the context of the NBA, he straight up said, do not bring your black friends to my NBA game.
No, here's the thing.
That is the context that is getting him in trouble.
Plausible deniability here.
If he was
NBA.
Racist in a way where he said something completely out of context of the NBA... I honestly, because it didn't happen in the past, like you said, I honestly don't think the NBA would have done anything except fine him the $2 million maximum that they're allowed to fine him. Now he's banned from... Now he's banned from ever going to anything associated with the NBA and is going to lose his team. And it was not because he was racist. It was because he was racist in a context of talking about the NBA.
And here's the thing.
That's why.
Is it really
a punishment? And that's what the media is really missing here. It's not illegal to be racist.
Right. But hold on.
It's not going to ruin it for everybody. But no, this is what they can do, though.
Like, yes.
Like, okay, the NBA has no jurisdiction outside of banning it.
Let's think about it.
That's exactly right.
But here's the thing. Is it really a punishment when he bought the team for $12 million in 81 and the team is now worth over $500 million? Is it really a punishment for him to get $500 million more?
What else can they do?
Not if he's going to make profit or his family is going to make profit in the next 100 years from owning that team.
Yeah, and a bigger punishment is to make him keep the team because it's gonna plummet. To make him sell and get money and profit from this whole
thing. You don't want him
thing?
Employed by the NBA.
Think about it from the
player's perspective. He's not. He owns the team.
He is an employee of the NBA, of the association.
What they should have done is dissolved the team.
No.
How is that fair to the player?
And why would you punish why would you punish the city of L.A.?
But that's the only way.
No.
You know, this is what you do.
If you dissolve the team, you're punishing the city of L.A., the coach, the players, the fans, everyone.
Hear me out.
You dissolve the team. You start that team can all be the starting roster of a new franchise.
No. Give it to Seattle. But you can't. If you make him sell the team, you're giving him money. That's not a punishment. Fine him $2.5 million, but he makes $500 million
let's say
in the long run.
I own
what a punishment.
But let's say I own
a punishment.
We don't know how it's going to work. It might work like this. He no longer owns the team. The NBA owns the team. The NBA sells the team.
They've done that before. Yeah.
That happened with Charlotte. New Orleans.
But the team was going broke.
Pay him.
He's got plenty of money.
He's right. They do have to pay them. But this is my thing. That team is not going to lower in value. It's going to go up in value.
It's going to go up
in value. If he sells it right now, that is a loss for him and his family.
This is something
because he doesn't get that extra value that he's going to get in the next 50 years.
I think in the long run, it's for the best for him to not be associated with the team.
He's
already
made the profit. He's 80-something
years old.
Exactly. So it really, in the long run, doesn't...
It's hurting his kids more than...
No, his kids aren't going to be in trouble. Exactly. It's hurting his inheritors.
He needed to be kicked off that team immediately. Imagine what the players would have to go through going out there.
They already did. They already
have. If they win the championship, are they going to have to hand the trophy off to this guy?
Exactly.
That's awful.
That's terrible.
What does this have to do with anything nerd or geek?
I don't know. Larry brought it up, and now I'm all rage quitting the pocket.
Nerds and geeks, we were on the forefront of erasing racism.
And stereotypes.
Concepts like Star Trek. Where we looked at people for,
Hey, man, I'm just saying, the man behind Star Trek was Cuban. Throwing that out there. Desi Arnaz made that happen.
I just want to say that Gomer's veins and his neck.
I didn't think this would get that big of a comment. I was just trying to change
this whole table, guys. And I'm not even upset at the table.
It was pretty worse than ever.
I'm upset at our media for ignoring the fact that racism is legal. Anyone can be a racist.
Yes. Right, right.
But if you're busted being a racist, you can't cry about the circumstance. That's like people talk about free speech. Oh, this guy doesn't have free speech. He can say whatever the fuck he wants, and I can do whatever I want within the law against that guy.
Next case, you did a great comic about this.
But you can't be hypocritical of it either.
Yes, you can. There is no law against hypocrisy.
What I'm talking about is, you can be it, but it's like calling the kettle black.
Well, no, what you're saying is just because this happened, that the NBA should put microphones and cameras in their locker room so they can find every bit of racism.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody else will.
It doesn't matter.
But it will.
There's no court that needs to happen.
Exactly. That's what
There's
I'm saying.
No court.
He's suing her because it's invasion of property.
But what happened?
It's illegal to do that. You can't record someone's phone conversation.
God damn it, Larry.
Yeah, Larry.
It really should.
I mean, this is America. He's entitled to his own opinion.
Yeah, he's entitled. Right, he's entitled to his opinion in the sense that the government cannot arrest him for having an opinion.
Exactly.
We are not entitled to endorse or abide.
Bingo.
You're entitled
but
to
they
opinion,
opened it up for everybody to do it,
the consequences of it
to each other even worse.
Okay, all right. That's it for all today.
Good night, Elaine.
Poor Jules has a heart attack. Jules and Gomer have a heart attack. All right. Any final thoughts?
Real Madrid is going to their first final in 12 years. You wait for Champions League, May 24th. I'm stoked.
And nobody cares.
That's in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Real Madrid handed Bayern Munich, an unbeatable team this season, their first defeat.
What language is that?
I have no idea. It's only the biggest sport in the entire world.
It's an anglicized version of German.
Biggest sport in the entire world.
Except here.
Whatever.
Hey, soccer's cool, guys.
Yeah, the entire world doesn't matter, just the United States. Come on.
Those nil-nil games are...
It was 4-0. Bayern Munich did not score in Real Madrid.
It's not my favorite sport, but it's at least more interesting than baseball.
I'll give you that. Playoff baseball, but baseball.
Well, you know what they need.
Free
they need
comic book day.
Some guy with a bat to run around in this soccer, Saturday. And I'll start watching it.
Why? That's stupid.
Maybe
a stick?
Yeah, Quidditch.
There's so much more Quidditch skill in doing everything with your feet. Oh, I can do every sport with my hands. I'm only doing everything everyone is capable of. That's exciting.
Free comic
all
book
the time.
Day is Saturday.
Like Stewie Griffin said, why does he drop the bat? He should take that
brother. Everybody's held to this podcast.
I don't know. Larry took it in a direction and just
took
like
it
left
a long
us. Like pushed us down a shopping cart down the hill and laughed.
Free comic book day. Come hang out with us in Comic City 2 for some Geek Jeopardy.
Prizes. All
prizes,
kinds of good prizes.
All kinds of goodies. I hate you all.
I'm done.
I hate you all.
Hate you all.
I hate you all.
That's how Randy not today.